Om Shanti. So today is Sunday and we will revise today's Avyakta Murli. This Murli is of the date 18 January 2000 and the Murli deals with Tyag, Tapasya and Seva, renunciation, Tapasya and service. These three words are quite often used in most of the Murlis. But in today's class, we'll try to explore the depth of all the three words. What is renunciation? What is tapasya, penance? Or what is service? Or rather, what is real service? So, we'll begin with renunciation. What exactly is this word renunciation? What exactly is this word tyag? There was once a king and in his court he asked, who is a real renunciate? Who is a real tyagi? So one of the ministers says, there are so many renunciates in our kingdom. The minister was not knowing actually anything. He just said out of his, just to show off that he knows things. So the king said, I really want to know who is a real tyagi, who is a real renunciate. So that minister was at his wit's end. He could not understand now what to do or from where to bring this real tyagi. So he hired a person, a young man, who was not a renunciate. And he said to him that we will have a deal. I'll give you some money. For some time, you act as if you are a sannyasin, as a monk, and I'll give you a bag of gold. So that person earlier, he refuses, but then later on, when he is offered gold coins, he agrees. And he's given all the instructions, how to act, how to behave, how to have that body language of being an introvert. So on a particular day, the king says, okay, let's move. The minister tells king that yes, there is one renunciate in our kingdom. He is sitting under a tree. So you please go and meet him. So king, along with queen, prince, princess, and the entire royal family, go there to meet that renunciate. The renunciate, that person, he was a fraudulent. He is sitting there in meditation and the entire royal family comes to that person. They all bow down. But as he was instructed, he doesn't open his eyes. He keeps his eyes closed. So the king tries to offer him a plate full of gold. As soon as he sees the gold, his eyes are lit. But then again, he is reminded, no, I am a renunciate. I have to act like this. This is my acting. So he says, as he was taught one word, I have no desire for it. So he says, I have no desire for it. Then the queen comes ahead and she offers him a platter full of sweet dishes. As soon as he sees that platter and he feels, oh, I should eat. But then again he says, I have no desire for it. In the similar manner, prince comes, princess comes, everybody offers him something or other. But every time he sees, he says the same statement which he was taught. He says, I have no desire. I have no desire. The king, the queen, everybody is so impressed. Such a man of renunciation, so great dispassion, such a disinterest. He is the real tyagi, he is the real vairagi. And they all get very happy and they go away. So after the royal family departs, that minister comes running to that person and he says, yes, you have done it. What a great acting you did. Now take your bag of gold. He says, I have no desire for it. He says, stop it. The show is over. Now, this I'm giving to you. He says, I have no desire for it. He says, what? Are you kidding with me? He says, I have no desire for it. What you are talking? The person says, see, I was just wondering, when I became a pseudo false renunciate, everybody bowed down before me. King, queen, even you. So, I was just thinking within myself, if I really become a man of renunciation, a real Tyagi, what will happen? And he says, I have decided to become a real renunciate now. I no more desire this gold, this world. So, what exactly is renunciation? There are two words that come up when we talk of the word renunciation. The moment you hear the word tyag, it means to give up something. On the surface, it looks like to give up something. This is tyag. But exactly, to give up something is not tyag. To give up something is not renunciation. There are two aspects of it. Like a small child who is playing with a small toy. If that child is given a bigger toy, has he given up the smaller toy? Has he renounced the smaller toy? No. When you get something bigger, higher, greater, you automatically give up something. Rather, I will say we grow into renunciation. That is what is renunciation. Renunciation is going up. It is not giving up. Giving up is on the surface. But deep within, there is something we are getting. So, at the depth of renunciation, there is something we are attaining. So, those attainments, to gain something, the side effect of that is to give up. Suppose, for example, we have a lot of rubbish or waste in this room. Okay? And we collect all that rubbish and throw them out. Now, if the entire society starts praising us, oh, such a man of renunciation. He has given up all those things which were in his house. But what he has given up? He has given up all that which is waste, which is rubbish, which is garbage. So when you realize the uselessness of things, automatically you throw them out. So there is hardly any question of even you have done a great job. When you realize this is a wasteful thing in life, when you realize this is a wasteful relationship, when you realize this is a useless thing, automatically you give that up. So this itself becomes renunciation. So renunciation doesn't mean to give up. Rather, renunciation means to go up. Just change the meanings of the words. And how to go up? Like a shell is there, an egg is there, and the chicken comes out of that. So, it is a growth from that. It has not given up that shell. Rather, the desire for the greater, the desire for the higher is so much that automatically that has come on its own accord. Like a person who is very lazy and he likes to sleep till 9 o'clock. Now suddenly you tell that person you have to get up early, so you give up sleeping for a long time. He says no. Now you develop in him a desire for health, of wellness. Automatically he will start getting up early. So a higher desire should be created so that the lower desires are gone. In man, we are divided into higher selves and lower selves. There is a constant quarrel between these. So, to create higher awareness, to create higher goal, the moment you have this, automatically lower is gone. So, there is nothing to give up actually. A man of renunciation is not the person who is giving up this, he is giving up that, he is giving up that. In this Murli, Baba has given example of Brahma Baba. In all the three stages, one is renunciation, another is tapasya, another is seva. In renunciation, his renunciation was the greatest. Baba has given the definition of renunciation in this Murli. What is Tyag? To have everything and yet to give up everything. That is renunciation. Not to have anything and to give up. That is not renunciation. A beggar cannot say that. I don't want to live in five-star hotel. I don't like the food of that five-star hotel. This is not renunciation. Renunciation is something you have everything and yet you give up. Because even not that giving up, because you have attained something higher. So that renunciation doesn't look like even renunciation. Baba said, Baba was firm in his spiritual endeavor. Brahma Baba was firm in his spiritual endeavor. He had everything, even all the facilities came, but he still did not give up his old building. He was there only. Because what joy, what ecstasy, what pleasure, what super sensuous bliss which was within him was much, much, much greater than all those things which were outside. So, the question is, what are the things Brahma Baba gave up? What are the things he renounced? Renunciation, when we talk of, they are always of two types. One is gross, another is subtle. Gross means you give up things, you give up places, you give up facilities. Even that is necessary to some extent. Because there is always a chance of getting drowned into different facilities or sadhans. And the real sadhana and the real tapasya cannot occur in this manner. So, renunciation, what did he give up? If we just look at his life, just go, the month of January we had discussed about the 18 different chapters of episodes of Brahma Baba's life. If you see his life, scrutinize his life, x-ray his life, we will try to find what are the places, what are the things he tried to give up. First, start with something gross, like wealth. Baba has mentioned about wealth. It's not that he did not have wealth or he did not crave wealth, but it was his experience that I have got something more. The real jewels of knowledge. Before these jewels, those jewels are nothing but pebbles or stones. So he got something higher. And automatically the lower thing is given up. When you start getting super sensuous bliss in life, automatically all those sensual, all those sense pleasures, sense gratifications, the pleasure of touch, that is gone. Because you have got something higher. So that is getting something higher. Whether it is wealth, whether it is pleasure or anything. So one is the wealth. Second is Laukik. This is such an important thing. He was attached in one way. Every person for that matter is attached to one's family. This is my mother, this is my father, this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my children. In one way, one is attached. But see the level of his detachment. When a new birth was given, when a new life he got, he was absolutely detached from everything, as if he has no connection with anybody. And without that detachment, without that dispassion, without that disinterest, In spirituality you cannot have progress at all. No matter what else you do, no matter what time you are getting up, how many times you are reading Murli, unless and until you develop that sparkling, unless and until you develop that intense detachment, you cannot progress here. Because this is an inner journey, this is a spiritual journey, this is not something which is worldly. So, relations. It was very difficult even to figure out who is who. Who is his wife? Who are his children? Nothing. It was so difficult. Even they start using different designations. Even for, they did not use to call him in the, just as they would call before. So everything was changed. Even the language. Earlier they used to speak Sindhi, but I don't think Sai Baba has used Sindhi after Shiv Baba entered him. So, that is one. Even the language, even the custom, and then another is Lok Laj, public opinions. He didn't care about that later on. His faith was so firm. So, that was also a sort of renunciation. Then, what are the renunciation? What are the tyag? Post and position. Always a person has got that deep within an ego. I am this, I am that. People should respect me, people should obey me. They should be at my beck and call. He has those internal desires. But in the war of ego, in the war of ego, there is a very good saying, you can write this. In the war of ego, the loser is winner. The loser is winner. Where you try to show that I have won, means you have lost. In the war, in the battle of ego, the loser is the winner. So it's not the question of proving our superiority before others, proving our seniority before others, to show that I am this, I am that, I am in Madhuban or whatever. This ego enters and that makes you fall. So he gave up that. He gave up I and mine. Nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. And he is totally detached. This is his sacrificial fire. He is taking care of it. I have nothing to do. That level of attachment, detachment. Once somebody was sharing in the class, Baba said something that was little controversial in 64, when the 61, 64, when the Bharat-Pakistan issue was going on. Baba said something which was really very controversial. So one of the children came to Baba, and that person said to Baba, Baba, you should not speak all these things. Be careful. Because otherwise these media people will come and they'll catch hold of you. Please be careful. So Baba said, okay, I'll tell Shiv Baba not to speak like this again. He was so detached. He was so detached. So that level of detachment. So this renunciation of I and mine, renunciation of public opinion, renunciation of bodily relationships, renunciation of all the subtle sanskar, previous sanskar, renunciation of vices, all the vices, though he did not have before, but still, all the royal forms of vices, renunciation of parachintan, paradarshan, renunciation of when the yagya was there, even during the bakery part, there were some children who were given to indulgence. They were wasting the resources, even at that point of time. But he was detached even that he doesn't want to see all these things. He doesn't want to do parachintan. He doesn't want to do pardarshan. He doesn't want to see others' weaknesses and faults and failings and imperfections. So that is also sort of, he has given up that. And actually, when I think of all this, or when we think of all this thing, why this soul is doing all these things? Actually, this is as if a side effect. Internally, he is so focused on his goal. He is so much concentrated that all these things do not matter to him. All these things don't matter to him at all. He is so focused within. So his renunciation was the highest. That's what Baba said. Foremost. And he was focused, he was firm in his spiritual endeavor. This is the story of Brahma's renunciation. This is the word in today's Mutli. So everybody should know this story. It is not just to shout the slogan that we have to become like father, become like father, become like father. No. It is to imbibe what he had within him. It is not just to imitate but emulate. There are two words in English. One is to imitate. Another is to emulate. Emulation means to totally take it within us, ingrained, to totally instill all those things which he is having. That is known as emulation. Just to follow him. In Hindi there are three different words. Anukaran, Anusaran, Anugaman. They are little, very much close to each other. One of them, Anukaran, is to imitate. But even higher than that is Anukaran. In behavior, you have to start behaving like him. Anuganan is something to follow him. So, all the three things. Emulation. So, one is Brahma's renunciation. Second is his tapasya. About tapasya, Baba said the impact of that tapasya on this land of Madhuban. The impact of the tapasya on the land of Madhuban. From that only you know what sort of tapasya he must have done. What is the impact? That whosoever comes to this land becomes easy yogi. Or even those who are not in Gyan, even if they come, they feel spiritual love and peace. And they go with some or other sort of transformation once they come into this land. So, you must have seen every evening near Shantistam nowadays, what divine atmosphere is created. Can you see such atmosphere anywhere in any corner of this world? Have you ever seen what ecstasy, what bliss, what that evening, the vibrations which is emanating from this land? All the brothers are sitting, all the sisters are sitting. Look at those trees, even they are meditating as if. So calm, so quiet. Look at the chirping of those birds at that time, as if they are overjoyed, or as if they are singing, hearing this vibrations, hearing this melody, hearing this spiritual songs of joy, of bliss, of happiness. Such a beautiful atmosphere. Can you have such an atmosphere? Can you buy such an atmosphere anywhere in this world? This is the impact of tapasya, not just of Brahma, but all those who accompanied him. That's why Baba said two categories of souls. One is the jewels of establishment, original jewels of establishment. Another is jewels of service, advance party. Even all they have all done tapasya in this land. That is why such ecstasy, such a vibration is created, as if that earth is singing, as if those trees are singing. Look at the sky, look at those clouds, all so serene, so beautiful, so specific, so placid. This is the result of tapasya. That's why Baba said, even a jnani, if he comes, he will feel spiritual love and peace. And he will go with some or other transformation. He may not talk with anybody, and not even nobody speaks, tells any point of knowledge to him. Still the impact would be there, and the impact would straight be in his subconscious mind. That is the force of vibrations which are created here. So second is tapasya. Third, practical demonstration of the service and different varieties of service. This is what Baba told about service. Now we'll start the murli. This murli will divide into 12 different points. First point is about will. What is will? Vasiyat nama. In Hindi it is known as vasiyat nama. There are different varieties of wills. Simple will, written will, handwritten will, statutory will. Different varieties of wills are there. Video will, telephone, even telephone will, telephone will, deathbed will. Where you are transferring all your assets, all your property, all your estates to somebody. That is known as will. But Baba said, this is alaukik will. This is not that ordinary will. This is entirely different will. This will itself is a gift and blessing. So three words are there. One is will, second is gift, third is blessing. What gift, what will, what blessing? All powers. Today, powerful Bab Dada is seeing powerful children. Powerful Bab Dada is seeing powerful children. So, and what he is doing? He is giving will of all powers. At the same time, convert this murli into a yoga drill. Go to the subtle world, okay, in front of a Vyakta Bab Dada, and imagine or feel or visualize that he is giving me some gift, and that is a gift of all powers. One. He is also blessing me with the blessing of all powers. Also, he is giving me a written, some paper is there. It's a written will, And it is written in that will that all the powers of the Supreme Soul from this date hereby are handed over to you. So you feel that yes, I have received all powers now. So first is will, all powers. Also one more will, may you be an instrument. May you be an instrument. So I am the instrument soul now for the world service. So first is about will. Second is about two types of children and two types of specialities. What are the two types of children? This is something Baba is talking about, those original jewels of service and original jewels of establishment. This is, and he has seen two specialities. Now take the gift of two specialities from Bab Dada. One is unity. No why, where, what, when, nothing. Last Sunday's Murli also Baba said, cut the ribbon. Cut the ribbon means one direction, one support, one faith and unity. So again that unity has to be there. That unity was there, that is why, look at all the dadis. You will never see any conflict between them, anytime. Never. Have you ever seen any jealousy? Never. That element is not there at all, not an iota of jealousy anywhere. They are what substance they are made up of sometimes I feel. What is this? What is the ingredient in that soul? That beyond all these things, they don't have all such lower emotions and values. They are always on a higher stage, on a very higher platform. Never all these little things. Never. The other day I was asking Dadi Gulzar, how much do you have good appetite? She says, as per the law I eat. Kaide Mujib. Her every word, her every sentence is so framed. So, these are the souls who live at a very higher platform. Okay. So, second is this. Third is Baba's wonder and children's wonder. Baba is seeing Baba's wonder. Baba is garlanding children, and children are garlanding Baba. Baba is praising children. Baba is talking few other things like nobody ever thought that this part will go on for such a long time. This is an avyakta part, and this is going on still. All those things Baba said. This is the third, and fourth, fifth, and sixth we already saw. Fourth is tyag, fifth is tapasya, and sixth is seva. After describing all of these things, then Baba is saying, now what you have to do. So what is our duty? Our duty is to spread the vibration of tyag, tapasya and seva. But only that soul would be able to soul spread who is himself situated in that tyag, tapasya and seva. If our life is without tyag, how can we spread that? How can we teach others? How can we spread the vibrations of that renunciation? It's not possible. That's why Baba said, for this you require power of concentration. With that power of silence, you spread this vibration. Just as science has the power to create upheaval, your silence, which is the creator of the science, can bring about the transformation. So, three things he has talked here again. How do you change the atmosphere? One is the power of silence. Second is the feeling of mercy. And third is the power of thought. With these three things, change the atmosphere. Silence, thought and mercy. Have the feeling of mercy for the worldlings, for the worldly souls. There are cries, outcry. There is atmosphere of sorrow, distress, suffering, peacelessness, misery in the world. You have to end that. And how do you end? By your vibrations. The souls, as I said, renunciation means going up. The soul should feel that there is something higher level of existence, so that they give up that lower level of existence. They come out of those sensual pleasures. They are drowned in that. They are drowned in that worldly wild goose chase, running after money, running after position, whole day, from dawn till dusk. They are busy only in worldly things. 24 hours in front of television watching what is happening in politics. They are so much worried only about politics. They are sitting in different corners of the world, but they are worried about Indian politics. You ask the BKs. They are sitting in other corners of the world and they are watching what is happening in India. They are so much interested in India, but not Indian spirituality. Something else. What is happening in film industry? Who is having what with other? All those things are going on in the world. This is the present scenario. There is a corruption, there is violence, there is everything, outcry. So everywhere such atmosphere is going on. So that's why Baba is saying, you have to spread the vibration of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. And with the help of concentration power, you need to increase your concentration power. One, you should have power of silence, power of thought, you should have feeling of mercy. One determined thought, one direction. That we have to change the atmosphere. And then again he is saying us, don't you hear the cries of your devotees? They are calling out Ishta Devta, oh special deities. They are calling out, hear them, respond them. If you don't respond, they will become careless. If you keep mum, they will become quiet. So you have so much responsibility. Then he is talking about, this is one more, this is 10th, 11th is about being ever ready and making others ever ready. Are you ready to go with Brahma? Are you ready? Not just ready, but ever ready. Also at the same time, are you ready to take others with you? So this concept of ever ready, we need to explore what it means to become ever ready. Right now, right this moment, if Baba comes here and tells his, come, I have come to take you, are we ready? Or I want to call and to send one message or talk with somebody. That sort of preparation. That sort of preparation. No attachment. This state of being and living in the moment, not in the past, not in the future, now, in this moment, lies the eternity. So we have to come to that state of being ever ready. And the last point is about beating the drums and fixing the date. You beat the drums, Father has come, He has come, He has come, He has come, and fix the date. Fix the date of going. Do just as you fix the date of your conference, fix the date of going back. Fix the date of becoming perfect. Fix the date of for this paper of renunciation, tapasya and service. Here the Murli ends. I'll again revise in short. For Tyag, Tapasya and Seva, Baba has used few words. First, these are three papers. These are papers. Are you prepared to pass these papers of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva? To have renunciation according to time and problem is no renunciation at all. Rather, you are forced that time. Suppose somebody is so much addicted to sugar. He doesn't want to give up sugar. He needs, the moment Amrit Vela, some souls get up and they need toli, tosha. Unless and until he eat that, they feel our Amrit Vela is not good. We need something sweet. Immediately after every food, every lunch, after dinner, they need sweet. If they don't eat sweet, they don't feel good. As if that food doesn't get digested. So that's what is their philosophy or their habits, bodily habits. Now, if suppose that person gets diabetes and doctor says, no, your sugar is 300, 400, so you have to stop. And he stops, but you know, inside he is not willing, it's forced. So this is not renunciation. Renunciation is not this. It is not repression, it is not suppression. It is something which is coming out from something higher. You have realized something higher goal of life, so the lower one is automatically given up. So seek for the highest. Search for the highest. Seek for all the attainments, so that this struggle at a lower level, whether to give up or not to give up, give up, not to give up, give up, not to be or not to be, that is the question, that is the state of the Hamlet. In Shakespeare, many people suffer from that. To go there, not to go there. So, get rid of all the suffer. This struggle is to seek the highest. Experience, test that bliss of, that test that nectar of divine love. All the worldly loves would appear to you as selfish. Once you taste that. Before that test, this is nothing. This is dust. So, one is paper. Second is Tyag, Tapasya and Seva, evidence. Give proof, sabut of these three things. Give evidence of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. Third, vibrations. Vibrations of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. Fourth, atmosphere of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. Spread the vibrations, spread the atmosphere, give evidence and pass this paper. Of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. We have to become Tapasvi. Our life should become as if a flame of Tapasya. Every moment, a moment of Tapasya. A Tapasya of self, soul consciousness. Our journey starts with soul consciousness, ends in soul consciousness. Throughout the day, check, whilst doing each and every work, am I self, soul conscious? At what moment, at what point I become body conscious? This is the checking we have to do. Again, we'll revise the Murli, 12 different points. First point is about will, that is also known as gift or blessing. Second point is about two specialities, two types of children. In that, what we have to take within ourselves or imbibe is unity. And I forgot to tell another one. Somebody has said something and another has accepted. One has said, another has accepted. I don't call it obedience. This has no word, single word. Even Baba has not used single word. Baba said, one has said, another has accepted. One has suggested, another has done. So this is a two specialities. All the specialities all dadis had. No conflict. Why I should do? Why you don't do? You are free. You do it. I have so many other things to do. This thing was not there. Thing is given to somebody. He has done it. So these two specialities. So first is will. Going to Baba in Sukshmavatan. Taking the blessing of all powers. May you be instrument. These two. Coming. Again, taking from Baba this gift of unity, and this is the third is about wonder. Baba says, I am wondering. This praise of even every child is wonderful and Baba is wonderful. So, about this wonder. In what way they are wonderful? Journeying about this. Fourth is about Tyag. Fifth is about Tapasya. Sixth is about Seva. Seventh is about our duty. What is our duty? Is to spread these vibrations now. And how to do that? Eighth is with the power of controlling power, this concentration power. Increase the concentration power. Ninth is about one determined thought. What is that determined thought? That we have to end this atmosphere of distress of this world with the mercy, power of thought, power of silence. With these two, three things. Tenth is about hearing the cries of the devotees. Eleventh is ever ready. And 12th is beating the drums and fixing the date. Let's fix the date now whilst we are in Madhuban. All those who have come from outside, while in Madhuban, go from here with a plan. What you have to do at your home, your places, in your country, in your center, plan now. Plan now. Today. Tomorrow, if Baba is coming, you sit with him with a plan. Yes, this is my plan for next 3 months or 1 month. This is the problem in some of the relationships. I need to repair these relationships. Make a plan of few things about relationships, about chart, about the workplace, about everything. What is wrong in our life? See it as it is, as if a third person. Fix a date and go, and then go from here. Then only coming to Madhuban would be of help. Otherwise not. So, this is about the Murli. I will just tell you one drill, what you have to do. We will not do that drill, but you, first you assume the body of an angel. Go to Sukshmavatam. Go to subtle world. Take the will. How will you take the will? As I said, he has kept his hand of blessing on my head, one. Or he is giving me some gift and is handing me over a will paper. These things. What is that will? Of all powers. Okay. Also, at the same time, he is giving me gift of unity and gift of obeying others. Then, go, imagine as if Bab Dada is here. On one side are all the souls of the advanced party, or you can say original jewels of establishment. On another side, there are jewels of service, and Bab Dada is in front, And then Brahma Baba is giving me these three things, Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. All he has held my hand and he's as if transferring that energy. He's holding my both hands and he's transferring this Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. Okay? Then come down on the earth and hear the cries of the devotees. Respond to them. We are coming down on the earth and on this earth spread the vibration of Tyag, Tapasya and Seva. Because you have taken everything from subtle world. Now you have come down, spread this vibrations. Okay? Then again go back. Again go back and now again take another blessing of be ever ready from Baba. Then come down again and then beat the drums. The ultimate revelation that Father has come and take all the souls. Fix the date and now see that all souls are going back to their home and I, the angel, am seeing them. So you convert this entire murli into a sort of drill and try to live that drill. Try to do that drill many times a day in the morning. So in this drill you have taken so many blessings. Blessing of being ever ready, blessing of unity, blessing of obeying others, blessing of all powers. You have taken all the blessings on one side, blessing of renunciation, tapasya and service from Baba and then spreading that blessing across the world. Go to different places, go to different continents, go to Australia, go to America, go to Africa, go to UK. You can go anywhere. Go to entire Asia and spread this vibrations of renunciation. Spread this vibration of God's love. Spread this vibration of divine energy. Or one more thing you can do, you can come to Madhavan in your angelic body. Okay? As if in your handful, you collect all the atmosphere of Madhavan, all the vibrations, and then go across the world and sprinkle around the globe all those vibrations. Go to Kutia, take the vibrations from there and sprinkle around the world. Go to Baba's room, take the vibrations in your hand and sprinkle around the souls. Shower all over the souls. Vibrations of Tyag, vibrations of Tapasya, vibrations of Seva. So that each soul, so that every soul experience this divine love, this divine bliss, this life of enjoyment, this life of blessing. And their life becomes a life of celebration. Om Shanti.